Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina abil qasim al mustafa muhammad. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره الحمد لله. In our previous sessions we've been able to address some aspects of dignity in Islam. We started with explaining the quality of izzah, the quality of dignity for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how much the Quran puts a stress on Allah being aziz. And we said that not only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aziz, the one who is strong, not defeated, but also he is the source of this internal strength and dignity. There is no other source for gaining this. And Quran says, أَيَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْعِزَّةِ, those people who associate themselves to those who are far from God and they try to seek dignity from them, Allah says, this is not working. Because izzah is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we explained that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this izzah to everything that is related to Him. In a sense, all creation enjoys some level of izzah. Every creature, even the smallest creature, has Allah's signature, Allah's stamp on it. As we have in Du'a Kumail, everything is filled by the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, the smallest creature of Allah is honored and we have to respect. But then there are some creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are given extra dignity and honor. We mentioned how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the angels and some of them in particular and calls them mukram, ibadun mukramun. They are honored servants of God. Allah refers to the people who go to heaven as those who are mukram. Allah refers to Prophet Musa as Rasul Kareem. Allah refers to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as Rasul Kareem, an honorable messenger. And we also said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a general way has honored all children of Adam. All mankind are honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we mentioned what does this mean. In two sessions we discussed the ayah, لَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. But then among the human beings, those who are able to grow that capital of honor, that seed of dignity that Allah has given them, then they develop an honorable character. These are the people that we call them Kareem. And we started talking about characteristics of those who are Kareem. So in the last two and a half sessions, we talked about the characteristics of the people who are Kareem based on the Quran and Hadith and also some opinions of psychologists. So I have to finish this part today. Maybe I will continue for one or two nights so that we reach a point that I think then we have done a little justice to this topic, and then inshallah another speaker will inshallah continue for the rest of the months. One of the qualities of those who have honorable character and personality is that they are very respectful to themselves. Yesterday we talked about being respectful to other people, and this is very important. You respect other people, you value and treasure their opinions, you safeguard their rights, you are humble. This is what we discussed yesterday. But also, it's very important that you have respect for yourself. If someone has respect for himself or herself, that would be also a source of internal strength. You see, sometimes people who come from a noble background, for example, they belong to a very noble family. In Islam, for example, if we are related to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if we are Sayyid, or for example, if we are Alim, if we belong to the group of ulama and scholars, or for some people, if they come from royal background, or if they come from a family which is very prestigious, just the fact that they are always reminded of their belonging to that background makes them distinct from many other people. They are always remembering that I have to act and behave in the way that suits my background. If you are a Sayyid, you always remember that I have to act in the way that people expect from the progeny of the Prophet. And if someone understands this and values this, then he would be very careful in his behavior. If someone doesn't understand this, what happens is that they only ask other people to respect them. I am Sayyid, you have to respect me. I am Alim, you have to respect me. This is not good. If you really understand what does it mean to be a Sayyid, to be an Alim, to come from a very good background, you yourself should feel inside you that you have been given a treasure and you have to act and behave in the way that suits that treasure. If someone has, for example, a jewelry, if someone has something very valuable, he should be the first person to acknowledge this. Not that he disregards this and asks other people to respect. You know, in Farsi, we have this expression that we say, if someone is the caretaker or guardian or patron of Imamzadeh, you know, a little shrine in which, for example, a son or daughter of Imam is buried. So if you are the guardian or patron or caretaker of that little shrine, you have to be the first person to respect that place. If you treat it as a normal place, then you cannot expect people to come there and respect and, you know, pray and bring their, you know, hajat there and do tabassul there. The person who is in charge is the first person to show respect. So every person who has noble and honorable personality would be the first person to respect himself or herself. When it comes to using some words, you know, words are very important. Although sometimes people may use good words, beautiful words, but not be necessarily themselves, you know, good and beautiful in their character, it is possible sometimes people hide themselves, their ugly reality behind the words. But most of the time, you can judge the character of people by listening to their words. Most of the time, if someone has bad character, it will appear in his words. Maybe when he is in private, maybe in public he's, you know, very careful, but in private, the way he speaks to his wife, to his children, I don't know, to the people who work for him, the people who are lower than him, that is where you can see whether he has a good personality, an honorable personality, or he has a bad personality. Words are very important. An honorable person never uses bad words. It's impossible to use bad words. Sometimes you see people, for example, when they are angry with someone, or when they have, you know, I don't know, problem in driving, you know, in some countries sometimes happen, people drive badly, then one driver, you know, says bad things to other driver. But this is not what an honorable person do. An honorable person would be very careful about his words, about the way you are dressed. You cannot come with any type of dress to public. I'm not talking about hijab. Hijab is another issue. Just as a requirement of being honorable, you have to come to public with a very modest and respected dress. Even something which is not clean, for example, we shouldn't have it. Maybe it covers my body, but it has to be clean. It has to be something that would not damage your position in the eyes of people. And even our Islam tells us that there is some element of respect that you should have even when you are in private. In front of your children, you cannot have any dress. Say, okay, these are my children, these are mahram to me. A father in front of his son and daughter, a brother in front of his mother and father and sister, a sister in front of her brother, you have to dress in a very honorable way. Even we are told not to remove all our dress when we are alone. Maybe someone says, I am alone at home. No one is at home, so I don't want to have any dress. It's warm. I want to go around without any dress. I want to be naked. No. Even if no one is at home, you have to dress yourself. This is very important. Islamically, we shouldn't, you know, be even naked when we are alone at home. Some ulama were very careful. Not only they were not naked, they were always fully dressed. One of ulama, it is said that he was always with amama and his qaba at home. Maybe he didn't have abba cloak, but he had qaba and he had amama. So some, I don't know, relative or close friends, students, they ask him, Aga, there is no one here. Why you put your, you know, pressure on yourself to be always dressed? No one is here. Look at his answer. He said, I am here. I don't dress necessarily for other people. I am here. For my own self-respect, I dress like this. So, a person who has honorable personality when it comes to using words, using dress, the way we eat. For example, we can eat while we are walking. Take a piece of sandwich or food and, you know, then walk and eat. But this is not nice. This is not respectful to yourself. I'm not talking about other people, I'm saying to yourself. You have to be very respectful to your own dignity. And then it comes to friends. Why I should have friends that I am embarrassed to tell people that these are my friends? You know, some of us, sometimes we have friends that we cannot show to our parents. We cannot show to members of community. These type of friends, we shouldn't have them at all. Why we should have secret friends? Why we should not be friending people that I can with honor say, this is my friend. This is, I don't know, my colleague. This is my classmate. So anything that you have to hide should alarm you. Anything that you think you have to cover it up, you have to conceal it, this shows that either you have gone out of the boundaries or you are just around the boundaries. You have to be very careful. We should always do things that we can with honor say, I have done this. Nowadays, you know, we have this problem with social media. Sometimes, you know, we exchange text, emails. Sometimes we leave audio, video messages. But I am worried. If my father knows, if my mother knows this, it would be too bad for me. If, I don't know, other people know this, it would be very bad with me. So this shows that this is not respectful to yourself. I'm not talking about hijab and other issues. Those are very important. But I'm saying before coming to that point, before coming to that point that we ask whether this is haram or not, we have to consider our own respect. A person who is respectful and honorable wouldn't mix easily with other people. If you cannot entrust your money with someone, for example, if you have, you know, 1,000 pound, you are not giving this 1,000 pound to everyone to take it for you. Say, oh, I don't know these people. He's my classmate, he's my colleague. I don't know him. I don't entrust my 1,000 pound with him. So how you entrust them with your modesty, with your iffah? How we can easily go out with anyone that we don't know that much? If you are not ready to give them your money to take for you and keep for you, then why you entrust them with your private life? Why you let them come into your private life? These are the things which are very important. So as people who are honorable, we have to be very careful, not about only our words, not only about our dress, but also about our relations, our friendship, our contacts, our exchanges of emails, I don't know, whatever it is. Another requirement of being honorable is not to commit anything that would be displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have beautiful hadith about here. As example, I mentioned two hadith. Laysa ala wajhi al-ard. Very beautiful hadith. Please try to remember this hadith. Laysa ala wajhi al-ard akrama ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the surface of this world, if you go from the east to the west, from north to the south, all over the world, ala wajhi al-ard, there is no one who is more honored, more respected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala من النفس المطيعة لأمره. ليس على وجه الأرض. I repeat. ليس على وجه الأرض أكرم على الله سبحانه وتعالى من النفس المطيعة لأمره. No one on this world is more honored by Allah, dearer to Allah subhanahu wa than the person who is obedient to his commands. A person who is muttaqi. No one has honor with Allah more than a muttaqi. So, is there anything in this world or in any other imaginary world that is worth replacing this position with? We have two choices. One is to be honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that He loves us the most. And the other option is to be pleased with worldly pleasure, worldly gains. Are these two even comparable? Is any wise person, any rational person replacing having position with Allah with having position with people or having money or I don't know, fame or some pleasure? I don't think any wise person would replace these two. In another hadith, it is said, "Man karamat alayhi nafsuh," the one who has self-honor, who honors himself, "lam yuhinha bil ma'siyah," he wouldn't humiliate, he wouldn't endanger his honor by ma'siyah, by disobedience. Disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means you are harming yourself. You are not harming Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You may harm other people, but firstly you harm yourself. Any act of disobedience, first of all, harms us. Maybe harms other people, but first of all, it harms me. Before people even be affected by that, I have harmed myself. So I should not commit any ma'asiyah. We have many other things to mention about requirements of having an honorable personality, an honorable life. Therefore, inshallah, we will continue this discussion for maybe two more nights, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us, inshallah, to understand this and to implement, inshallah, this. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين